Good morning. Clear skies overnight allow temperatures to drop well into the 40s across interior New York and New England. Even some locations dipped into the 30s early this morning. High pressure is in control, keeping the weather dry, and it will be sunny through the first half of the day today, which will produce a nice rebound as that sun gets high in the sky this time of year quickly, and readings will bounce back through the 40s and 50s, and in most cases into the lower to mid-60s shortly after lunchtime. At this point, clouds will increase from the west as a disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes. With these clouds, scattered showers will be possible through the evening commute across the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. The rest of the region will stay dry until about sunset, then more showers will start to show up across the region as this disturbance passes through. Scattered showers will be likely overnight tonight with this disturbance, and lows will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Milder air will start to move into the region on Wednesday. This will produce mostly cloudy skies, and with another weak disturbance heading our way, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible from time to time, especially in the northern half of New York and New England. High temperatures will average in the lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers will still be likely through Wednesday night, but dry out first thing Thursday morning. Any clouds on Thursday will give way to increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in, with highs in the upper 70s. A bit of a pattern change with a new area of high pressure building in for Friday and the weekend, keeping skies mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday. And with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, highs all 3 days will be in the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough over the desert southwest will move into the southern Rockies through tomorrow and will be the main weather maker for the country through the next couple of days. Moisture streaming north from the Gulf of Mexico ahead of this trough will intersect a slow-moving warm front over the southern Great Plains, with flash flooding a concern across parts of the central and southern plains, including western and northern Texas. This area has received much above normal rainfall in recent weeks. The heavy rain and severe weather threat will shift to the east with the warm front into the mid-Mississippi Valley through the day today, while continuing across parts of the southern high plains. Both the Storm Prediction Center and the Weather Prediction Center highlight these regions within slight risks for severe thunderstorms and flash flooding, respectively. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a west wind at 56, gusting to 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 36, 63% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 55, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.08 of an inch for the month, which is 0.31 below normal. And 15.80 inches for the year, which is 0.63 of an inch of precipitation above normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 12, that's one above normal, and 6,300 for the year, which is 339 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1919, and the record low, 36, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers tonight in the mid-40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers moving in later this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. More showers tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with the chance of showers later in the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a bit milder with scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, lower to mid-70s. Morning clouds on Thursday, then increasing sunshine in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday in the mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.